So I heard this really blew people's minds, this prototype called Crystal Cove, a virtual reality headset that was just unlike anything people had experienced before. Is that right?
Yes. It's even better than Lawnmower Man, for those of you who remember that.
So what made this thing so good?
So these guys with Oculus Rift, they had a very successful Kickstarter back in, I think, 2012. Over $2 million raised. Since then, they've had over, I think, $95 million raised in investment funds. This thing finally makes virtual reality something that could be tangible in here, probably end of this year, early 2015.
That's a pretty big technology blast. Yeah. What are the big ramifications for this technology beyond just the fun of it?
Who cares about anything other than video games? That's the main thing you want. No, there's so
much. I know that's the main thing you want.
Yeah. No, there's so many. Well, some things I won't talk about on the air because it's too early in the morning. But also, there's military applications. Medical industry has huge things to benefit from doing virtual reality, especially the kind that the industry can offer now. In the past, it's all been very laggy, or you get motion sickness, or the resolution's been bad. You know, now with Oculus and other competitors, it's 1080p. The headsets are actually tracking, so when you lean forward, the camera's leaning forward. If you're leaning to the side or if you're running, it's going to track that.
And this technology won the Best of CES award for 2014.
Yeah.
How were they able to kind of get past all of these glitchy problems that have plagued this whole sphere in the past?
Yeah, so the founders, actually, their, I guess, main hobby was headset units. Like, that's the main thing. That's what those guys were pursuing. Also, they've got so much game industry support. Other guys who are just so invested in technology, like Carmack, who most people know him through, like, Doom or Wolfenstein. He's nothing but 3D technology. Guys like Unity, they do 3D tech for other engines. They're all working together with Oculus to support it. So everybody's getting behind it. I think everybody sees the opportunity now, and they see the tech actually can support the opportunity. Even Sony has their own unit, a little bit more expensive. I think they're at like around $1,000. So I won't be getting that one unless Sony wants to send one. But
well, you're I would say you are the ultimate early adopter. You're the ultimate savvy person. Wouldn't they just be bombarding you with free stuff?
You would hope so, but they just know I'm going to buy it anyways. So they're like, eh, that guy's going to get it. We don't have to send it to him.
There's so much money in this. I can see why. This company, Oculus, has raised more than $90 million, yeah. 100 employees. They've sold 50,000 units to developers. But, of course, the big question is, when can everybody get their hands on this technology?
Yeah, right now.
The average consumer.
They're speculating, the worst case scenario, early 2015. Right now, with Sony, you can actually go ahead and get the units, I want to say today, but they're $1,000 a piece. Again, not as fully supported as Oculus at this point, but the fact that there are headset units already on the market kind of leads us to think, okay, it's going to happen soon. The price is going to come down and we'll be there. We'll all be in holograms. It'll be amazing. Well, we're not going to be in holograms. I don't want to oversell it.
But no, but what will it really be like?
It'll really, it could be something where like a Dave and Buster's or even just like people getting together at your house, you'll have these units, a few people will go on and you'll have a good time. I know we've already had our own friends or even some of the local organizations here in town saying, we want to get a dev unit simply for the entertainment value. It's nice. You can look at scare videos online of people wearing an Oculus Rift and they're on a roller coaster and like, oh, and they're freaking out. And you're like, oh, I would like to embarrass my friends like that. So that application's already there. And like I said, medical industry wants to see it happen.
Especially, how will it help the medical industry?
Well, imagine being able to do training or actually go through surgeries and have a full-on simulation of the actual event itself without having
the surgery.
Correct. And being able to do that, not just right here and having to buy, oh, well, we have to get this kind of scalpel and this type of laser. You can have it be a full virtual immersive experience.
And is it really as immersive as they say?
It's
is it really that good?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to depend on the people who create the content for it. But you can have stuff that's fully supported that looks realistic as the games do today. There is a game that you can play where it's called like Don't Let Go of the Keyboard, where you just put your hands on the keyboard and you put the goggles on. It looks like you're in the world and like they'll drop knives on your hands or a Tyrannosaurus enters the room and you're not supposed to let go of the keyboard. But it's that scary and impactful that people...
It feels that real.
Yeah.
It is amazing how the mind can be so easily tricked, isn't it?
It is. I can't wait to pull pranks on people with this. That's going to be the big thing for me. Yeah.
So what else do we need to know about this? Anything else? This is really cool stuff.
I think the biggest thing is that with early adopters, there are going to be upgrades to it. I mean, we see the same thing with every technological device. Same thing with an iPhone, same thing with like a Blu-ray player. These devices will get upgraded. They will get better. So don't be upset when you buy the first one and then like a year later it's like, oh, this one's even better. Ryan, why'd you tell me about this thing? Don't blame me. It's going to get better.
But you'll run out and buy it no matter what.
As long as my fiance doesn't realize what's going on, I will continue to buy new products.
You're keeping her in the dark. You're on the radio.
Well,
she's going to find out.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm going to get the Oculus Rift. I'll have her wear this during the segment, and then she'll think, oh, I was at home the whole time. It'll be amazing.
He's Ryan Thompson, and it's the Oculus Rift Crystal Cove. Fascinating and always fun to have you on the show. Thanks for being here.
More than happy to be here.
Have fun gaming.